Pete Etchart is Chief Operations Officer for the Washoe County School District, which this week approved $76 million for school construction projects. Pete, thanks for joining KUNR.
Well, thanks for having me.
So walk me through the plan that was approved this week.
Well, this is a kind of a culmination of a couple years' worth of work, really, and it really started with the legislature and the Public Schools Overcrowding Repair Needs Committee, which they formed. They made a list of actually what they wanted to fund in this community. And we're going to go off that list the community approved, and we're going to start building schools. To kind of put it in a nutshell, I think we're going to see 3 new high schools, 3 new middle schools, and 9 new elementary schools. That's the plan over the next 9 years. And before, honestly, we didn't have the funds to actually buy land, so that's obviously our top priority. The construction projects included is the addition to Damani Ranch High School. We'll probably break ground in March, and we'll see that addition completed by December of next year. The other addition we're going to see right now is to our Nutrition Services Center. But what we're really starting on now is design for the elementary schools and middle schools. We hope to get started on 1 new elementary school in that South Meadows Double Diamond area, and then 2 new middle schools, 1 in Sun Valley and 1 in Spanish Springs. So those are the projects we're going to start design on right now.
What is the cost of building a new school?
So we looked at them a lot of different ways. One is we looked at kind of national trends and what the cost of schools are. We looked at the 6 western states, what they were costing. We looked at our old schools and actually increased them by inflation to see what they would cost today. And then we looked at what was being built in Clark County. So at the end of all that, the cost we came up with is $23 million for an elementary school, $55 million for a middle school, and $110 million for a high school.
What is the district's plan for providing equity to students in some of the older schools in the district?
One of the things the community decided to fund and was really adamant about funding was to provide equity into our schools. So they funded $50 million over the next 9 to 10 years to actually start looking at those inner core schools and making sure they have the same classrooms and that those students have the same advantages that all of our students have, whether in a new school or an older school. So right now we're going to go forward with an analysis of our existing schools. We just authorized $500,000 to really look at our older schools, use what we call our educational specifications that we use to build new schools, and use those educational specifications to compare them to our existing older schools to make sure that we can bring them up to the same exact standards so all students have the same opportunities educationally.
What are the key priorities for renovations and repairs?
The Washoe County School District has long really prioritized based on safe, warm, and dry. Now we've made a commitment to have $20 million a year going into repairing our existing schools and try to start making a dent in those hundreds of millions of dollars of repair backlog that we have in our existing schools. But we're also going to start attacking some of those like playgrounds and asphalt surfaces and carpeting and all those needs the school district has. Now, this problem obviously didn't occur overnight. It's not going to be solved overnight. It's going to take every bit of that 10 years to really get caught up.
One of the projects, and you mentioned this, it involves a renovation to nutritional services. So what does that mean? What does that look like? And what's the plan there?
Well, we have a central kitchen that's over in the Spice Island Drive area, and that's where we produce a lot of the meals, mostly for elementary schools. They produce, you know, tens of thousands of meals a day for all of our schools. And we were literally running out of room. The production floor is very small, and as our school district has grown, we were kind of afraid we were going to have to go to 2 shifts for production. We have, staff in the hallways, and it's just really a cramped quarter. So we are going to start over the next 2 years actually expanding that facility and putting in a new dry storage area. We just did a freezer, thankfully, a couple of years ago, and now we're going to be adding to the production floor. The Nutrition Services is actually an enterprise fund, so all the funds that we raise through Nutrition Services stay in that fund.
Well, as you know, voters passed WC1 last month that increased the county sales tax for school facilities. This first phase is actually not funded through that, though. Can you walk me through the funding mechanism for this phase and explain how the district is planning on spending the money from the tax increase?
We have 2 funding sources, main funding sources, to build schools, repair schools, and renovate schools. First one is our existing source, which was property tax. We receive 0.3885 cents per every $100 of assessed value on your home. So that's what we've been working with for many, many years. All the projects were approved based on our property tax revenues, our existing property tax. We won't start seeing the new sales tax revenues. The county should start collecting those in about April. We're always a couple months behind when we receive funds, so we'll start receiving funds about June. We hope to have our first bond allocation around June or July to actually get approval to start selling sales tax bonds so we can start building schools. It'll probably be around a $200 million allowance for us to start selling bonds. And that's the money we'll really use to start building these schools. So right now, to design schools and get started is our property tax revenues, then the sales tax will kick in. So I think what we'll see is probably in about 6 months, we're going to go back to our oversight committee. It's called the Capital Funding Protection Committee. All of our projects now have to go to the citizen group first, who makes a recommendation to the Board of Trustees. I would envision in about 6 months, we'll probably be going to them saying, okay, now we want to actually start allocating funds to build these schools. So our first school, again, an elementary school in that South Meadows area, and then two middle schools in Spanish Springs and Sun Valley area. So we'll probably start trying to put together the funds to build those schools.
Are you concerned at all about finding enough labor for all of these initiatives?
Yeah, labor is definitely an issue here in Northern Nevada. As we know, that there's a lot of construction workers who during the Great Recession left the area. And now we have a lot of competition when it comes to labor. Sometimes we have to put out projects two or three times to try to find a really good price. I think when it comes to the big projects, the schools, that we will see the interest, you know, to build these, you know, again, a $55 million middle school or $110 million high school. I think we will get the interest. The community really wants to get these schools built quickly, but at the same time, we can't sacrifice the accountability and transparency that we owe to the public for using their tax dollars. So we need to be as efficient as we can with that money, but we realize it's a tough climate right now.
Pete Etchart is Chief Operations Officer for the Washoe County School District. Pete, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.